We're going to be reading in the study of 10 Sfirot. We're in part 1, chapter 10, in the inner observation, chapter 10, item 35.
Well, we were speaking about the intentions, the way we have to approach the studies of tests in order to receive new vessels, vessels of connection, vessels of love, vessels of bestowing contentment to the Creator through the connection between us. Let's see what he writes us.
We're in chapter 10 in the inner observation. The entire substance that is attributed to the emanated being is the will to receive. Any addition in it is attributed to the emanator. Item 35. Know that the will to receive in the emanated being has been clarified that it is its vessel. Know also that it is the general substance that is attributed to the emanated being. It follows that the entire existence besides him is attributed to the emanator.
That means that only the will to receive belongs to the emanated being, and all the rest that can be revealed in that will to receive, in it, around it, doesn't matter in what ways, except for the will to receive, everything comes from the emanator. That also the will to receive itself came from the emanator, but the rest except for the will to receive, that comes only by the awakening of the emanated himself to receive that addition upon the will to receive. So again,
item 35. Know that the will to receive in the emanated being, it has been clarified that it is the vessel, that it is its vessel. Know also that it is the general substance that is attributed to the emanated being, in a manner that the entire existence besides him is attributed to the emanator.
Okay, we don't have any questions, so let's keep going.
Item 36. The will to receive is the first form of every essence. We define the first form as substance, because we have no attainment in the essence.
Yep, again.
Again, the will to receive is the first form of any essence, and we define the first form as substance because we have no attainment in the essence. 36. We perceive the will to receive as an incident and as a form in the essence, yet how do we perceive it as the substance of the essence? Indeed, it is the same with the essences that are near us. It is our conduct to denominate the first form in the essence by the name, the first substance in the essence, because we have no attainment and perception whatsoever in any substance, as our five senses are completely unfit for it. The sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch offer the scrutinizing mind merely abstract forms of incidents of the essence, which are formulating through the cooperation with our senses. For example, if we take even the smallest microscopic atoms in the fundamental elements of any essence, separated through a chemical process, they too would merely be abstract forms that appear that way to the eye. More precisely, we recognize and discern them through the ways of the will to receive and to be received that we find in them. We can utilize these operations to distinguish and separate the various atoms to the very first matter of that essence. However, even then, they would be no more than forces in the essence, and not a substance. Thus you find that even in corporeality, we have no way to understand the first substance, except by assuming that the first form is the first substance that carries all other incidents and forms that follow it. Indeed, it is all the more so in the upper worlds, where the tangible and imaginary do not apply.
Maybe read it again. I don't know. Read it again.
36 again.
No, with the title. Without the title, it's not worth it.
The will to receive is the first form of every essence. We define the first form as substance because we have no attainment in the essence. 36. Although we perceive the will to receive as an incident and as a form in the essence, yet how do we perceive it as the substance of the essence? Indeed, it is the same with the essences that are near us. It is our conduct to denominate the first form in the essence by the name, the first substance in the essence, because we have no attainment and perception whatsoever in any substance. Because our five senses are completely unfit for it. Sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch offer the scrutinizing mind merely abstract forms of incidents of the essence, formulating through the cooperation with our senses. For example, if we take even the smallest microscopic atoms in the fundamental elements of any essence, separated through a chemical process, they too would merely be abstract forms that appear that way to the eye. More precisely, we recognize and discern them through the ways of the will to receive and to be received that we find in them. We can utilize these operations to distinguish and separate the various atoms to the very first matter of that essence. However, even then, they would be no more than forces in the essence and not a substance. Thus you find that even in corporeality, we have no way to understand the first substance except by assuming that the first form is the first substance that carries all other incidents and forms that follow it. Indeed, it is all the more so in the upper worlds where the tangible and imaginary do not apply.
Okay, PT7.
Rav, the question is, one of the previous years that we studied tests, you said that 5% listen to the text and 95% pray. Is that still valid for now?
Well, not 5%, 6.5%, okay? Look, we're speaking about as much as we need to be in the intention compared to the text itself. The text itself has importance. That's still, we're learning about it. It kind of settles in your mind and your memory. But actually, what do we need from here? We need this text to influence us internally, to change my qualities, my essence. From this, I'll start feeling the spiritual reality. Otherwise, what will it give me if I fill my brain right now? Like he says, the donkey carrying silk. There's nothing about that. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Nevertheless, Rav, there are things that we can't even understand with our intellect, right? It's correct that we attain them in spirituality. I'll give you an example. I'm asking, what is the first substance in its essence? What is substance? What is the essence that I'll start to understand what that is?
So you stay here and you think until you understand what the essence means, and we're going to move ahead.
That's okay.
Yeah, well, what do you want?
Masik, what is the substance? What's the essence? What's the first initial substance?
I can't explain it because it's beyond our perception.
And what's the first substance?
The first substance is the will to receive.
What is this, in spirituality or corporeality? What he's talking about here?
He's speaking about forces. These forces aren't felt. Soon we're going to reach the interpretation of the meaning of the words, and then you can read the definitions there. Ashkelon 3.
I'm apologizing in advance, but I must ask. Did Baruch Shalom already know while he was writing this the works of Niels Bohr about atoms?
No, you know.
Well, so? That it goes against Niels Bohr?
No, it's very similar. So who learned from who?
The fact that it's similar has nothing to do with Niels Bohr, whether before or after, and whether he knew it or not. Baruch Shalom writes from his spiritual attainment. Niels Bohr wrote what he wrote from seeing it in our five senses. It's a different approach. But actually, it all clothes one and the other. Yeah? Beersheva.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. A question about the substance and the essence that Baruch Shalom wants to explain us here. Certainly, the Creator has the control, and there's none else besides Him, and He can do the change between and the connection between the essence and the substance. But we, from our yearning and our desire to learn and to contain this matter, can we influence the development of the essence and substance from our study?
We need to study as we've heard many times. We want to give contentment to the Creator. What is happening beyond that intention doesn't even matter. According to my intention to give contentment to the Creator, all of reality will open before me, which I don't know, but only in that way it can open up.
If so, Rav, forgive me, we will have entrance to the world of the Creator?
Only in that way. Ita 2.
Rav, con questo brano abbiamo finito questa parte del test, Itzkalut Pnimit. Cosa ci vuole trasmettere il Baruch Shalom?
In this part that we're reading, we finished the inner observation, Itzkalut Pnimit. What does Baruch Shalom want to give us in this whole part? What's about to change from here on in the text?
He's going to write a few definitions. We're going to be more acquainted with the wisdom of Kabbalah a bit. What the substance is, what the essence is, what the Creator, created being is, the connection between them in a very initial way. That's it. That's what the Creator, Baruch Shalom, wants to tell us about. Actually, all of the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah is what we've learned, and that's what he writes in the end of the introduction, attests to. It's in order to draw the light that reforms upon us. That is the main thing. And this light already gives us new senses next to the sense of bestowal. So also, we're going to have a mind of bestowal that is connected to that sense, how to activate the force of bestowal on our behalf. Then, in this extra part here, once it's stabilized in us, we'll be able to understand what the spiritual world is, what its laws are, and so on and so on. Only in such a way.
No, Kiev.
Well, Kiev.
Рав, он здесь пишет, что в целом, насколько я понял, что все.
Рав, he writes here that if I understood altogether, that it all depends on our will to receive. And in the previous paragraph, he talked about something that's outside of it is connected to the emanator. So, if so, how can you even attain the creator if it's something beyond the creator?
We have nothing but the will to receive. But what we will have in addition to it is the intention to bestow. We can use that same will to receive that is in us, but not directly. But after the restriction, the screen, the reflected light, when we use it in order to bestow, then in such a way, we start knowing the Creator. Even though our vessels are opposite, the will to receive, but as much as in my intention I resemble Him, I receive Him, I feel Him, I learn Him. PT6.
So
it turns out that we have the will to receive and we have the opposite nature of the Creator, and there's something in between, the intention between them. What's that part in between?
It's the quality of the Creator in the created being. The desire to bestow of the Creator clothes in us and works in us as the intention to bestow of the created being. PT6.
Continuing that exactly, you sometimes feel that we're 100% will to receive and we can't come out of it. And sometimes it's felt that there is some sort of some form that is me and that it's that I'm not the will to receive. So what am I actually?
You are the will to receive.
But sometimes it feels like there's some kind of something, some half a percent that is actually, I am not the will to receive, I'm something else. I don't understand, what is it? The quality of the Creator? What am I? The intention? What am I?
You're mistaking, my friend. You are only a will to receive. Nothing but that, you don't have anything. Nothing. Relax. You are only the will to receive. PT13.
The will to receive correction. What should we attribute it to? Is it also substance or something else?
The will to receive always remains. It's the created being. It's the foundation of the created being. It's nature, and it doesn't change itself. But the created being has an ability to increase or decrease the will to receive and use it with an intention not for itself, but for the benefit of the Creator. That is what you have. The fact that the created being uses its will to
receive. להנאת עצמו בכל מיני אופנים. אם הוא מקבל
if he receives
כוח רוחני,
a spiritual force from above, then by this he can use his will to receive for the benefit of the others. What is that? We don't know. We feel a restriction on our will to receive for ourselves and an ability to overcome it, meaning to see the others that is more important than me, and in such a way to take into account their desire that is the main part and my desire as serving it in everything, then according to that I can perform a restriction on my desire to receive for myself and activate my desire in everything I have for the benefit of the others.
The request for correction, what can we attribute that to? Is it matter or is it something else?
The request for correction is a deficiency. It is a deficiency.
It's a deficiency that belongs to the will to receive, or?
It's revealed in the will to receive, but it's in order to rise above that will to receive. The request for correction works on the created being because in the created being there's a feeling of the others that we have to begin with. That's why we are called Adam, even in a corporeal way, man, that we have shame, envy, lust, honor, and then by those tendencies, we can overcome above our ego and start performing actions even that are anti-ego, because the envy, lust, and honor that we feel can really make of us as if something opposite, that we start using our ego as if we're already bestowing. We see it in people in this world too, that there are such that do all kinds of actions as if in order to bestow, but it's all it's called Chesed Davdin de Garmeu Avdin. It means that everything's in the will to receive. But we still start feeling the others somehow. And from that, when we start feeling the others, we get a need to be in order to bestow. The Creator starts shining with His lights. We have, from our creation, we have reshimot, impressions from that shattering, and that's how we develop. Did we start reading this? So let's keep going.
Should we move to the table of the questions?
Yeah. But the more, as quick as we can. I'm just asking. Don't start getting deep here and philosophizing. We're reading the questions. We're going over it. Those that are really, you can't absorb and really feel that we have to stop, then we stop. Otherwise, we don't have a choice. We have to do it as quick as possible. So, please. It's on two pages, right? You have it? So let's just do it. Well, I'll read. 45, right? Page 45. Where do we have this? What is light? So where is what is light? Where do we have to go to read it?
The answers are on page 31 in the Hebrew text. One, light. Everything in the world that exists as existence from existence, which is everything but the substance of the vessels.
Yeah, meaning that everything that's received in the world to receive is called light. So all of creation includes only two things, a light and vessel. Okay. Two,
what are light and vessel? Two, light and vessel. The will to receive in the emanated being is called vessel, and the abundance that he receives is called light.
Gimel.
Three.
what is circular light? The answer, circular light is a light that makes no discernment of degrees.
You see the definitions that can be special, that he doesn't discern between the different degrees. That's why it's called circular. Because the light is the force that works.
For what is simple light? And the answer to that, a simple light is a light that contains within it the kli to the point that the light and the vessel are indistinguishable.
Again,
a simple light is a light that contains within it the kli to the point that the light and the vessel are indistinguishable.
Meaning the light that includes the vessel within it. And then, from this, come out lights, vessels. That's why he writes that simple light filled all of reality, Baruch Sulam, right? He means that in that simple light that filled all of reality, there we have all the lights and all the vessels that afterwards are revealed in all the worlds. Keep going.
Five, what is the light of Chokhmah? Light of Chokhmah is a light that extends to the emanated being in the first expansion, being the general vitality and self of the emanated being.
Meaning the light that extends from the creator, from the emanator, to the created being, to the emanated, and it includes everything in it. That's called the light of Chokhmah. Keep going.
Six, what is the light of Chasadim? The light of Chasadim is a light that clothes the light of Chokhmah and extends to the emanated being at the first intensification.
Meaning, after the emanated being discovers himself and what he receives from the Creator, then he can make a response upon it. That response can be instinctive, not from his own desire, but from his nature that the Creator created. And then instead of what he felt that he got from the Creator, he also feels the way he participates with what he received from the Creator. He received the will to receive from the Creator, also the fulfillment, and now he feels that he has a response on what he received, a vessel and a light. And this response is called the light of Chasadim. So what is the light of Chasadim?
Again, light of Chasadim is a light that clothes the light of Chokhmah and extends to the emanated being at the first intensification.
Next.
Seven. What is empty air? The answer, empty air is the light of Chasadim before it is clothed in the light of Chokhmah.
Meaning it's light that inside still doesn't have any fulfillment. That's called the empty air.
Next. Eight. What is afterwards? The Adam to the afterwards. Afterwards, that which stems from its previous phase. See, item 20. Again, afterwards, that which stems from its previous phase.
Yeah. What do we want? What do you want, Vlad?
Я хотел выяснить вообще вот по поводу свет Хохма и Хасадим. Все-таки свет Хохма это.
What is scrutinized about the light of Chokhmah and Chasadim? The light of Chokhmah is everything that fills reality.
That's still before us. I think when we come to 18, he writes it. Then Chokhmah, the light of Chokhmah. Wait.
Рак кама гдарот анахно ломдим, бо нитрагель эхшо кутев.
А, извините, пожалуйста, а вообще, как вообще относиться к этим определениям? Их надо заучить?
Вот. How to relate to these definitions?
We need to know them a bit. As much as you can understand or depict it for yourself right now, that's enough. Afterwards, it'll come. Not forcefully. We don't have to remember anything by heart. Number 10. What is one? Answer, the upper light that expands from himself is one, and as simple as himself, as it is in Ein Sof, so it is in the world of Asiya, without any change and addition of form whatsoever. And that is why it is called one. Again, what is one? Answer, the upper light that extends from himself is one, and is simple as himself. As it is in Ein Sof, so it is in the world of Asiya, without any change and addition of form whatsoever. And that is why it is called one.
Okay. We're not asking. Okay, let's continue.
11. What is Creator? Answer. The name Creator relates solely to the actual innovation, meaning the existence from absence, which is the substance of the vessels, defined as the will to receive in every essence. It was necessarily absent from himself prior to creation.
Again,
question 11, what is the Creator? Answer. The name Creator relates solely to the actual innovation, meaning the existence from absence, which is the substance of the vessels, defined as the will to receive in every essence. It was necessarily absent from himself prior to creation.
Meaning Creator is some force, state, action that is in creation relative to the created beings. It's not that the Creator, we use such words that include it all, but in truth, the Creator is bo ure, come and see. It's towards the creature. It's something that is attained from the darkness, etc. Meaning all those things are defined very precisely. Adhesion.
12. What is adhesion? Answer. It is equivalence of form that brings the spirituals together and attaches them to one another, while disparity of form separates them from one another.
Yes, next.
13. What is equivalence? 13. Answer. Where there is no discernment whatsoever among the four phases of the will to receive, it is says that they are even and equal.
Okay, I think that we can stop here with this. And let's try we'll go over this alone when you are between you during the day, when you meet. Let's go more to the answers to the matters. Where do we have that?
So it's down in the page.
So let's read.
So the questions. Question 55. What are the terms are absent in the wisdom of Kabbalah? What terms are absent in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer 55. From the beginning to the end of the wisdom, there's not even a single word that relates to any tangible or imaginary term, such as space, time, motion, and so on. Also, there is no absence in spirituality. And any change of form does not mean that the first form is absent. Instead, the first form remains in its place unchanged. Unchanged at all. And the disparity of form that had been acquired is added to the first form.
Again,
question 55. What terms are absent in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer, from the beginning to the end of this wisdom, there is not even a single word that relates to any tangible or imaginary term, such as space, time, motion, and so on. Also, there is no absence in spirituality, and any change of form does not mean that the first form is absent. Instead, the first form remains in its place unchanged at all, and the disparity of form that has now been acquired is added to the first form.
Meaning each time we have the initial state, which the initial form, and upon it, more and more forms are added to it, or clothed to it. We call them clothings. One of those questions, so we'll move on.
56. What is the ordinary language in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Again, what is the ordinary language in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer 56. This language is a language of branches that points to their upper roots. That is because you haven't even a single blade of grass below that does not have a root above. Therefore, the sages of the Kabbalah have put together a language that is equipped to imply through the branches and teach the upper roots.
Again,
question 56. What is the ordinary language in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer, this language is a language of branches that points to their upper roots. That is because you haven't even a single blade of grass below that has not a root above. Therefore, the sages of Kabbalah have put together language that is equipped to imply through the branches and teach of the upper roots.
Okay. Next.
Question 57. What separates and discriminates in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Again, what separates and discriminates in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Answer. The disparity of form distinguishes and departs the spirituals from one another.
Only the inner quality of each and every one.
Yes. 58. What is the origin of the will to receive? What is the origin of the will to receive? Answer. The will to bestow in the upper light necessitates the existence of the will to receive in the emanated being.
Yes, that's how it comes to us from the Creator. The will to bestow in the upper light necessitates the existence of the will to receive in the emanated being. 59.
What makes the light exit the emanator and become an emanated being? What makes the light exit the emanator and become an emanated being? Answer. This innovated part stops being regarded as the emanator and become an emanated being because of the form of the will to receive that was innovated with the upper light since it wants to bestow. Yes. It's not clear. He says that the will to receive is actually activating the emanator to become an emanated.
As
an emanated. The emanated being because of the form of the, I'm sorry. The innovator part stopped being regarded as the emanator, became an emanated being because of the form of the will to receive that they innovated with the upper light and see what's to bestow.
It's not clear what's first and what responds.
What's the question?
He says,
no, what's the question?
The question is, what makes the light exit the emanator and become the emanated being?
Yes?
No.
Well, is the question understood?
Yeah, I understand the question, but it's not clear what he's answering. Why is the will to receive what changes the emanated being?
It's as if the will to receive suckles the light from the creator and then connects to this light, and by connecting to the light builds a new reality where the will to receive is together with the filling.
There's an active part in the will to receive?
Certainly. Because the creator operates it to start with this way. It's a desire.
And it happens in every state.
In every stage, that's something different. Item 60.
60. What is the first substance of every emanated being? Answer. The new form that emerged, existence from absence, meaning the will to receive, that is in every essence, is the first substance of every emanated being and every essence. Moreover, everything that exists in the emanated being or in the essence that is more than that substance is regarded as light and abundance and extends from the upper light, existence from existence. And not at all as an emanated being and a created being. It is not surprising that a form becomes a substance because it is so in corporeality as well. Our conduct is to regard the first form of the essence as the first substance. That is because there is no attainment whatsoever in matter in the entire reality, since our senses perceive only incidents of matter which are forms that incriminate and manifest in the first substance. Again, what is the first substance in every emanated being? Answer, the new form that emerged existence from absence, meaning the will to receive, that is in every essence, is the first substance in every emanated being and in every essence. Moreover, everything that exists in the emanated being or in the essence that is more than the substance is regarded as light and abundance that extends from the upper light, existence from existence, and not at all as emanated being and created being. It is not surprising that a form becomes a substance because it is so in corporeality as well. Our conduct is to regard the first form of the essence as a first substance. That is because there is no attainment whatsoever in any matter in the entire reality, since our senses perceive only incidents in the matter, which are forms that incarnate and manifest in the first substance.
Meaning what we feel are actions that are common between our senses and certain essences that are maybe before us, maybe within us, maybe I don't know how. I only feel the result of what's happening. Good. What do we have? They woke up.
Rav, mazachushim shelanu. What are our senses? If it's only the desire, so how's the light in there?
No, our senses are the desire, our desire that is willing to receive bestowal, influence from outside, and to show forth a response from itself.
And the light isn't there at all?
What is the light's not there? Of course, everything, there's light in all of reality. All of reality, and it sustains reality and arranges for us our senses and our actions within the senses. It's all the upper light.
That's the question, that only by the light our senses can interfere.
I don't understand where you're talking from right now. From what state?
He says that only the desire has what it has, and
it's in the Creator, yes.
So the senses are in the desire. Is it a result of the desire drawing the light?
Result. A sense is a result. Until the desire feels within it something, it's not called a sense.
PT 19. I'm trying to understand what you said about this way we study. Here he's saying that the sages of the Kabbalah use the language of branches to learn about their spiritual roots. Bala Sulam, who do you write it for? For people in attainment or for the whole public?
He wrote this not for this or for that. He wrote this for those who are interested to know what reality, what true reality one's in.
Because I remember that Bala Sulam came to Jerusalem and he saw those, the yeshiva, the way they were studying tests, the way that he was angry at them.
I don't know, ask me about private issues. If you remember, you remember. I don't remember.
No, this form they studied. What is the true form of study that we as B'nai Baruch have to study in? How?
That's what he writes about in the introduction to this.
What, only in intentions?
Yes.
Toronto 2.
He writes that there's no absence in spirituality and only in addition. And in 57, he writes that disparity of form distances the spiritual from one another. So how does it work out that there's an addition of disparity of form and he also distances from one another?
A differentiation in the qualities, in the form. So it differentiates one from the other until it distances from one another, until it's completely disconnected and maybe even being opposite one another.
And the previous form remains along with that.
Yes, that's really not belong, that's not associated with us. The previous form always remains. There's no absence in spiritual, in the spiritual.
Thank you.
Tel Aviv 3.
Of the point existence from absence, that's the only point in reality, the point of the desire.
Existence from absence is our desire, yes.
And that's the absence.
Yes.
And all the other forms are clothed on existence from absence?
Yes.
What's the transition from the reality of Ein Sof to forms of bestowal that clothe on it? What's the transition?
Again?
What's the transition from the reality of Ein Sof to a reality of the forms of bestowal that are clothed on existence from absence?
That's until the upper bestows upon us in such a way that our will to receive changes and takes on new forms.
Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. So we only feel the result of what's actually happening. Is this the way we come to feel what's actually happening?
What really happens, we will only know at the end of correction. If you're talking about the truth, truly, because truth is the emet, truth is the word, the name of the Creator, Aleph Mem Taf, where all the letters, with all the fillings, with all their combinations, are revealed only at the end of correction. The word truth, emet, is very confusing. We cannot talk about the truth without any attainment until the end of correction. But we talk in such a way that, nevertheless, it's perceiving something of the part of the truth. PT
35.
Thank you, Rav. Can I ask something about the terms that we studied about before?
Yes.
He writes that the emanated... He says that afterwards is a result of the previous discernments. Comes out from the discernment that came before.
We'll see how he reads it and how you're speaking about it. Again, Michael?
Afterwards, meaning the result of the previous discernment.
Yes, so there's a previous discernment which dictates the next phase and begets it and obligates it to take on the new form. That's why it's called afterwards. From the previous one.
No, 35.
Well, 35. That's it?
Yeah, thank you.
Gracias, Rab. Una pregunta breve. Al final de la corrección, la criatura puede...
Quick question. In the end of correction, the created being reveals the essence?
No, we don't attain the essence, the substance, as much as I understand. I'm sorry from saying it that, as much as I understand, because it's really according to my understanding. I don't think that we attain the essence ever, because we always remain within our vessels, in our desire to receive. Even if it will be corrected, as much as it will be corrected in order to bestow, it nevertheless is from its imagination to be as a bestower. We don't reach the substance of the Creator, the essence of the Creator. We all together remain the created beings, corrected, understanding and feeling the Creator, everything that He operates towards us. Towards us, that's what we attain. And no more than that. Him, we don't know what Him is. We just attain the lights, His bestowals, His influences upon us, and that's enough for us. Our will to receive was created by that, and therefore the will to receive in this doesn't feel itself as lacking anything more. Just like Bala Sulam says, you're not missing a sixth finger on your palm. But other than the essence of the Creator, the actions, we also don't know what the Creator is relative to maybe some other things, other creations, other worlds. I don't know what that is. I only know what belongs to me. The others and something else, I don't even grasp. I don't understand. I don't attain. I can only just say in some way. But what that is, how that is, I don't know. Maybe it will also be revealed later. We don't know what happens beyond the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th millennia. Who knows what happens afterwards? Development can take place and it can be endless. We'll see. For the time being, we have come to the end of the lesson. We will see what to do with this. With its questions and answers. And how we will use it from here on. Think. How you think. And tomorrow we will continue. During the day, I really think it's worthwhile, but with the correct intention to go over the meanings of the words, maybe also of the topics, the definitions and the topics, and then we will continue from there.
If you want, we can read what you said about from the introduction to the Book of Zohar.
Please.
Bala Sulam writes in item 12 to the introduction to the Book of Zohar, the thought has no perception in the essence, and even our own essence, we don't know what it is, because I feel and know that I take a place in the world, and I'm warm, and I'm still, and I think from knowing and learning about my essence. But if you actually ask what my own essence is, that all revelations come from it, I do not know what to answer you. So the providence prevented us from attaining any essence, and we only attain the revelations and resemblance of actions that are revealed from the essence.
Yes. All right. Well, what does Latin 4 want?
Lo shomim.
Microphone.
We can't hear you.
Microphone.
Marco el micrófono.
Lo.
Está cerrado.
No.
Yes, lo es atacala. No, y ya mahar.
He has some kind of fault with his microphone. Well, tomorrow maybe, sir. And for the timing?
Disculpe, es una pregunta de un amigo. La pregunta
es. Question from a friend. The question is.
Entonces,
is my essence only the will to receive? And if so, where is none else besides him? Where is he in relation to that?
Outside of you? You're the desire to receive, which you could say the I is only the desire to receive that the Creator created in you. And besides that, besides the will to receive, there's another desire to bestow the Creator towards you. And then we learn how we can know from our desire to receive something that exists outside of it, the desire to bestow, which is the Creator. That's it. That's the whole wisdom of Kabbalah. How we can digest, receive within the will to receive the feeling, the essence of the Creator. That's everything. But in that, we attain everything. There's nothing that remains beyond that, according to the way we're built. Okay.
Thank you, Rav.
What? Very well. Thank you very much. And the lesson is concluded, and we will continue it tomorrow. And the main thing is to continue with the intention again and again to deepen in it and to hold on to it with your 10 so that it won't run away. If something eludes us, it's because the 10 is not holding on to it. So let's strengthen the 10s. Good luck. Michael?
Announcements, today's schedule from 10 to 10:30, conversation with the Rav and Oren, 10:30 to 11:30, reporters meeting. 6:45 to 7:30, world gathering of friends. Good day, and let's sing a song.
bueno para el hombre seguir solo. Si somos dos, seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. La primavera tornándose en verano, la mariposa, la luz rauda volado. Y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado, unos con otros nos hemos conectado. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Paloma busca el nido, a sus pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido, así yo con mi hermano me de hallar. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra